Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we are back. There's still lots of ways for you to get in on Tigers for Tatas. For one, there's the fabulous chair from our friends at Sit and Sleep Upstate, the Homestretch Norton Sand Manual Rocker Recliner, available in three colors, which is the brown color, which is called Godiva, the gray, which is called gray, and the sand, which is called sand. So three different colors. I need an upgrade of $100. I have a bid of $600 from Rudy. $1,000 is buy it now. And I'm looking for Tigers for Tata's contributions on the T for T 53555 line. I'm still looking for a 416, I think. I don't think we've seen one come through, which I thought we'd have multiples by now on the bingo card on the Taj Boyd Memorial. Again, he hasn't died, but in memory of his performance against... against LSU.
I have a 416.
Awesome!
So $416 from, if I can see, Sean.
Sean! That's what we're talking about, Sean. All right. Sean gets going. Thank you so much, Sean. Incredibly generous. Way to go. Now...
Oh, and also it says in order... Hold on.
Yes.
In honor of my daughter, Skylar Thomas, oops, didn't mean to do the last name, who graduates this December from Clemson.
That's tremendous. Sorry, first of Sean. All, congratulations. Congratulations. It's to Skylar. It's Skylar, you said?
Yes.
That's an awesome name, too. Congratulations, Skylar. Congratulations, Dad. And thank you so much. Very, very generous. That's exactly what we're talking about. All right, so now we have the bingo card match on the 416. So now... who's going to match that? And that was Sean, right? So now who's going to match Sean? Who is going to match Sean and double it all down? So let's go. Somebody else come in and match Sean on the 416, and let's keep it going this last hour. The chair, I'm at 600, and I need a $700 bid or greater. That's absolutely awesome, Sean. Thank you so much. Congratulations to your daughter. That's wonderful. Absolutely incredible. Well done. Dave, this says Dave wants to talk about ABBA. Dave, how are you, Dave?
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me get in.
Absolutely.
When I heard your bumper music a while ago, I couldn't help but think of I told Ramona, I said, it's sports related, but it's about your bumper music. When John Smoltz went from starting to the bullpen, he didn't realize, you know, that relief pitchers, when they come in, they usually have some type of entrance music. Usually something like, you know, Welcome to the Jungle or Hell's Bells or something, you know. And the PA announcer said, what do you want your entrance music to be? And he had no clue. So somebody handed him a tape of some music and said, here, let this be your entrance music. And he didn't even bother to listen or anything. He just handed it to the PA guy.
This can't be, Dave.
So Bobby Cox calls for the bullpen, and the bullpen gate swings open, and Dancing Queen starts playing.
No, that's so wrong. Like, is that true, Dave?
It is. Chipper and Glavin and Maddox, they're not letting him live it down 30 years.
Oh, my God. I would have been on the floor laughing. That's absolutely hysterical. Can you imagine that, Ramona? John Smoltz moved to the bullpen, coming in for his first big bullpen assignment. And, oh, by the way, he was a great reliever as well. But John Smoltz coming in, and his walk-in music, Ramona, is Dancing Queen.
That's pretty bad.
That's so wrong. Yeah, he should
never let him live it down.
He should disown all those people. No, you can't be friends with any of those people anymore. If they were the ones who were to blame for that little deal, that is a mean trick right there. That is a mean trick. Of course, you know, Smoltz, really from a playoff performer standpoint, Smoltz was the best out of all of them. I mean, he was nails at playoff time. Just absolutely incredible.
Well, when you were mentioning the quarterback battles that Clemson had won, and you just auctioned off an item. You didn't mention Taj Boyd, you know.
Taj is a given. Yeah, we're talking about Taj all day. Yeah, but yeah, Taj is certainly in that mix of guys. And Taj succeeded. I mean, Taj is really underrated when you consider what he did and who he did it with. Yeah, he had receivers, but his offensive line stunk, his defense stunk. And it didn't matter. You know, there's a guy whose O-line stunk, his defense stunk, and there were days he had to put up 50 points to win. And guess what he did? He did those things. That's what he did. Yeah. Yep. 100%.
I appreciate it, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Dave. Good to speak with you. I mean, I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine John Smoltz, first time he comes out of the bullpen, coming into Dancing Queen. I mean, I have to find that. Somewhere. I mean, because you know that Glavin and Maddox and company have to be over in the corner laughing their A's off at that. I mean, they absolutely have to. It's like a setup. It had to be like a setup, you know. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. This company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. The Yoder's family dedication started when they moved to the area in Fairplay and opened a boys' camp. That's who they are. They started with one truck and just a couple employees, and they've risen to be one of America's largest independent building supply stores. They're the best. They're simply the best. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high quality materials. Rudy's talked about Yoder's recently. Bengal John, who builds decks, gets all his material from Yoder's, and so many of you do as well. Day one on Yoder's on the text line, we were a swamp with people saying, man, Walt, they are the best. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. That's a fact. You'll thank me later. All right, Sean.
I have another one.
Yes, let's go.
From a different Sean.
A different Sean. It's yes. All Sean Radio. It's all Sean donation.
Now, you probably understand this. It says, for Sellers, 3rd and 16 last year.
Tell
a Clemson fan to beat that. $3.16.
Oh, we'll take it. We will take every bid. So that was a $3.16 bid?
Yes.
From a GameGog fan. All right.
I guess so, yes.
You know what that means? You know what that means, Clemson fans? That means I need somebody to come with a $542 back to the Clemson offense versus South Carolina in the 63-17. So now I need a $542 again. But I'm taking anything. We're taking anything, and every dollar counts. So we thank you for that. I don't care what your bid is. Understand the reason for the season. But that's pretty funny. I got to admit, that's pretty funny. I'm not sure you need to read that one, Ramona. But no, I'm just kidding. But that's pretty funny. The Gamecock fan gets in. We thank you. We thank you. Every dollar counts. If everybody did that, we'd be done. So I'm looking for another 416. I'm looking to fill out the bingo card again. I'm looking for another 416, and I'll take some $16 and whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. T for T to 53555. T for T to 53555. Let's come strong. Again, it's like Taj Boyd Day here. And I was looking for a 4th and 16, and we got 416, courtesy of Sean, and in honor of his daughter, who's going to be graduating from Clemson. And that's terrific. And I would love a few more people to match Sean and give me another 416 and more Taj Boyds. Or a 542. In basically back to 63-17 over South Carolina. Is there something you want to say? You got your head up like a duck out of the water.
No, I was thinking of 63-17.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too. Yeah, I'll take any of those combinations from 63-17, they still work. So whether it's the 63, whether it's the total 80, whether it's the any of the yardage numbers, the 240, the 302, or the 542, I would take any of those right now. It's all for a tremendous cause. So get in and keep it coming. T for T to 53555. Very easy to do. All right, Ramona, on the games last week, I understand you won the contest. Is that right? You went 8-2.
I went 8-2 along with
you picked,
Nick.
We don't care about Nick. No, I'm just kidding. But you went you aced the exam.
I did. I finally 8-2's good.
Yeah. It's tremendous. I finally had a decent week after nothing but struggles. You know, Ramona, I won 2 weeks in a row.
And then I
basically finished last 2 weeks in a row. That's where I was. So I went back to being, you know, pretty good this week. Not as good as you. I think 7-3. But I am going to have to win every week going forward to come back and win this thing. So that's the plan. We'll see whether that materializes. It's been a very strange, very strange year. I'm not sure I want to be leading this contest this year.
It's weird, huh?
It is. It's like up is down, down is up. But in any case, you aced it, but you picked Clemson.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes. That was a mistake.
I got that one wrong.
Yes.
I'm upset about it.
Yes. So that was one of your only.
I keep thinking I would have went 9-1.
Yes, 9-1. What was the other one?
The other one was the Tennessee-Alabama because I refused to take Alabama.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So. I'm not so interested in who picked whom now. I mean, that ship has sailed. I'm interested in you went 8-2, so that's a big road rage applause for going 8-2 for producer Ramona. That's
well done.
Well done. I should have listened to you. And then let's. But I am interested in the games themselves, just the games.
The games were?
Yeah. Okay. So go through game by game, and I just want to see if we want to talk about any of those games and those outcomes.
Louisville, Miami.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that goes all the way back to Friday night, and really an incredible performance by Louisville. We really haven't spoken about this at all. Louisville was just terrific, and they met the Miami talent and intensity at the line of scrimmage. I thought it was a great defensive performance by Louisville. They basically stoned the Miami run game. Miami couldn't get that run game going. Louisville's fighting with one hand tied behind their back. I mean, at one point, Jeff Brom was in Moss's face about Moss's play, and with good reason, because Moss sucks. And Brom's got to find a way to win despite him, but he does. But Brown had a really big game running the ball, and then he fumbled. And Brom's taking no prisoners because he pulled Brown from the game. And you wondered about that decision, but it all worked out for Louisville. They were the better team that night, and they turned Carson Beck over four times. Look, I've said it. You Miami fans know this. All along with Miami, I've said the weak point is Carson Beck. And, you know, and these Miami fans are right in me saying, oh, Walt, he's been tremendous. He's unbelievable, Walt. You know, I don't believe you're saying that. Well, how about now? He's been the weak point all along. Every game he puts them all in jeopardy. It's constant. It doesn't always impact him. But it certainly did against Louisville when he threw four picks and was just garbage, just hot garbage. And that's what you got for your money. And that's the problem. I mean, if you still had Cam Ward, you're the national champion because the rest of your football team is the best team in America. You have talent everywhere. Offense and defensive line, still the best in the country. I think that running backs, you're pretty good. Wide receivers, very talented. But the dilemma for Miami is still Carson Beck. Is he a championship-level quarterback? Given all the pieces around him, he should be. But he just isn't. He's just not special. He never was. You know, a week ago, Ramon, before this game, I heard people once again starting to inject Carson Beck into round one of the NFL draft. This is utterly laughable. I mean, any idiot who drafts Carson Beck in round one of the draft should be immediately fired, period. I mean, Carson Beck is the weak point of that football team. And again, does this mean he won't play good games? Listen, anybody ought to be able to quarterback Miami. You know, you've got talent everywhere. Anybody should be able to quarterback that football team and have success. Carson Beck is just a dilemma. He's a problem, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward because he's the hurdle that Cristobal and staff are going to have to get over. I mean, the rest of that team is good enough to win the national title. But you're not winning a national title with your quarterback throwing four interceptions. Quick break.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators, at 864-556-8002.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family-owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one- or two-story homes starting in the mid-300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet with every detail built around your lifestyle. Right now, lock in a 3.99% year-one rate on quick move-in homes with a 2-to-1 rate buy-down or save up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tigers for Tatas. Text T4T to 53555 for an easy way to donate. With your help, you can make a difference.
The rumor spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
That's a little penicillin for you, Ramon. I got a big injection of penicillin right there. A little LaGrange, a little ZZ Top. Yeah, I'm feeling much better. I recognize myself again. I'm feeling a lot better. That Abbott thing had me confused.
You confused. Brain fog.
That's right. Hey, Sit and Sleep Upstate. Great people. You want to frequent these people. Furniture, mattress, hot buys, brands, financing. They do it all. They have it all. They're great people. And they donated a tremendous chair to this campaign. The Home Stretch Norton Sand Manual Rocker Recliner. Again, available in the Godiva, the gray, the Godiva, which is brown, to clarify, the Godiva, which is brown, the gray, or the sand, available in any of those three colors. Again, value of $649 to $800. We have a bid of $600 on it. I would like to upgrade that. Seven or more, and you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get in on it. It's on my, you can see this on my Twitter feed, on the Roar's Twitter feed. Rudy is leading with a generous bid of $600. I need somebody to go past that, $700 or more. I need $1,000 to close it, but there's just 2 minutes. So I would take a power bid on it if someone wants to come in, understand the cause, and make this your own. But I have to see it before this clock hits 6:30, all right? And not 2 seconds past. So we have to see it and acknowledge it by that point. So if we don't, the Sit and Sleep Upstate Home Stretch Norton Sand Manual Rocker Recliner is going to go to Rudy. Rudy's been so close in a number of auctions. Thank you. We're getting rid of the Abba. No, this is much better intro music. Yes, we know. Trust us, we know. It's not, yeah, there was a reason for this.
What I said to somebody. Said that's so horrible. I said, we know.
Yeah, we know. There was reason for the madness today. It's that since we played Abba on our Friday mid-season awards, we have not been able to get away from it. It's like all Abba everywhere I go, which I hadn't heard it in like 15 years. All right, a minute left or so, just over a minute. Are you watching the text line, Ramona? We're doing a countdown. We have just over a minute to the Sit and Sleep Upstate Home Stretch Norton Sand Manual Rocker Recliner, available in Godiva, which is brown, gray, or sand. Awesome looking recliner. Looks incredibly comfortable. I want to sit in it right now. Give me some of that. Rudy is going to be insanely comfortable sitting in front of his TV and sampling his Maker's Mark bourbon, which I know he likes as well. It's all those things. It's right here. You have 30 seconds. Is someone going to come in? Is someone going to come in and steal this out from under Rudy's? I don't want to tie all these themes together. Is someone going to come in and steal this in these last 20 seconds, or is it going to be Rudy? And what do we have, Ramon? Do we have anything? We're looking. 15 seconds, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Rudy, you have won. Rudy, congratulations. You have finally made it through an auction, and you are the winner, my friend. Thank you to you, and thank you to those good people as well. Texas said Alabama's already offered him. Are you talking about the quarterback that I was talking about? Yeah. And I know other big schools have offered him as well, but that doesn't mean that you get him. I mean, we'll see. Texas said Taj was tough. He got beat all to hell and kept coming back. That's from Pam. By the way, big Yoders fan. How about that, Ramona? Pam, also big Yoders fan. We like that. We like that. Thank you very much, Bam. All right, so all we're looking for the rest of the day is some more bingo hits. Again, I'll take any Clemson-related number, any South Carolina-related number, but I'm looking for Taj Boyd Day. We got a 416 from Sean in honor of his daughter graduating from Clemson, and again, in honor of Taj Boyd on 4th and 16. So we got a 416 today. I'm looking for another 416 or more. Somebody come in and match Sean. That's what this campaign is all about. It's about matching and people hitting it. So let's go to T4T5355. Let's hit it big time. Texter also said on Carson Beck said really 5 turnovers. One got called back for a bullcrap penalty. That's a fact. And that's the dilemma. And that's the dilemma for this Miami football team. This team is really good, but they have an issue with the quarterback position. And look, there are times that Carson Beck plays clean football and he plays well. There are those days. You're gonna have to hope for more of them. The question is, when you get into a playoff situation with Carson Beck, can he consistently play well through a playoff to get you to a title? And that's what worries me. I mean, right now, the two best teams in the country look like Indiana, Ohio State. And I have people asking me about the map poll and about what I did. So let me get to that. I want to look at those games from last week, too. But let me see if I can... what is going on here? Oh, okay. I don't know how I'm going to do this. All right, here we go. Let me get to let me pull the map poll up and Brian says, well, I was listening to talk about Taj on the show and I was wondering with the offensive line play being inconsistent in Clemson, how successful do you think Chad Morris would be back at Clemson? I think he was great scheming away from his team's weakness. Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I mean, I don't know what the future's going to hold in that regard. It remains to be seen. I think Dabo Swinney has some things to say about the lack of a run game and what that means for Garrett Riley in the future. I don't know. Remains to be seen. We shall see. You know, I'm not firing anybody here at Clemson from this seat. We'll see what happens. I mean, Dabo Swinney's going to make those decisions on his own, and we'll see what he decides to do. I do think this. I think there will be necessary changes made, perhaps on both sides of the ball, before season's end. I think I could see those things happening, certainly. I would expect them because, you know, the status quo has not been good enough. This has not really been a one play away season. That's not what it's been. I think fairly significant change needs to be made. If we're going to see a turnaround next season, and I think part of that is adopting the portal, full fledged, all in on the portal. And we'll see if that happens. I think it will. I also think Clemson needs to find the next great Clemson quarterback. And again, I think what we saw from Vezina on Saturday looked really good. I think that he looked good. I think that he needs a challenger. Clemson needs to go out and get a transfer portal quarterback, the likes of which we've seen other places. It doesn't have to be the highest paid guy. It doesn't have to be, DJ Lagway or something. It doesn't have to be that. It has to be a guy who's talented and who has a chance to be the starting quarterback at Clemson. And then let them compete. And at the very least, you'll have a legit one, a legit two. Because right now, until we see more from Christopher Vezina, you don't really have either until we get to that point. So I think all those things have to happen moving forward. Ramona, can you tell me what's going on line one? Let me get to Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad? Good to have you.
Well, I'm not calling talking any football on my side, yeah. So you don't have to worry about spending any time there. I do want to ask on Ohio State was considering firing Ryan Day not too long ago.
Right. Dumb.
And likely is on the verge potentially to win two in a row.
Yeah. And quite honestly, without the injury to Marvin Harrison, he'd be on his third.
Ohio State, I mean, again, I Ohio State's players look different they generally do. Than most.
They do. They do.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they just do. They got a bunch of new guys, and they still look different than anybody else. You know, Chad, they lost 2'6", 260-pound defensive ends, and now they have 2'6", 260-pound defensive ends.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I just thought I'd point that out.
Oh, by the way, one of them played for you last year.
Well, you know, that's just we get rid of people. We bring in people from Holy Cross.
Yeah.
They even trade.
That's right.
They play lacrosse, by the way.
What are they saying? Chad, what are they saying about Bill and Jordan in North Carolina circles? I mean, that little clip that they aired on that coach's special deal, that was awful, with Jordan basically trying to dictate what is said and what isn't said, and she found it a redundancy to talk about, you know, that you got to hold people out of the end zone.
Maybe they should start a podcast after football.
Yeah,
maybe more of that. I don't know. It's embarrassing. I've already moved on. I'm trying to get to hardwood here in a couple weeks. George, a friend of mine said, "What if George? Is there a possibility Georgia Tech goes undefeated and beats Georgia?"
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, this team goes as Haynes King goes. I mean, he's, you know, quite arguably.
Okay. Yeah, he stays upright.
Right. If he's arguably the best leader in college football. He's the toughest football player in America. I mean, Dabo told you that before that game, and I've been telling you that for 2 years. I mean, he's just made of all the right stuff, and they're going to go as he goes. And look, I don't think they're that good, but you know, he doesn't care. That's the thing. You know,
that's true.
Right. He finds ways to win, and that's what this is about. I mean, if we're talking about, like, in our map poll, we have Georgia Tech 7th in the country. There is no way Georgia Tech has 7th in the country type talent. They just don't.
No way.
But here they are, largely because of Haynes King, the ultimate leader in college football. And you know, and people talk about, well, he can't throw. Yeah, right. And he had an arm hanging from his shoulder last year, and yet the last 2 years he's completed 72% of his throws, which isn't bad for a guy who can't throw.
I tell you what, whatever happens, if, you know, they, you know, my guess is they'll lose, you know, the schedule. But the Georgia game is going to be fascinating.
Well,
it'll definitely be a revenge spot.
Right. See, that's it. Okay. You know, what's that Santa Claus movie, that horror movie, that Santa Claus movie where the guy was like Thor at one time, and he comes back and he kills all the bad guys? Well, Haynes King has a list like that Santa Claus, and on that list includes Georgia. Clemson was on that list. Georgia's on that list. I mean, this dude beat Georgia last year, but didn't get a payout for it. He was cheated out of that victory. So you know full well that this dude can't wait to get a shot at Georgia. And by the way, Georgia's defense sucks.
They're going to have a hard time handling King.
They are. Their defense sucks, and every Georgia fan knows it. This is the worst Georgia defense we've seen under Kirby Smart in the last, I don't know how many years. I mean, this defense is really bad. They're not like a little bad. They have very few special players on this Georgia defense. I don't know how many times you could say that in recent years. This is not really a Kirby team. They're hanging in there. We have them 5th in our poll, but there's just no way. There's just no way.
Were you saying, would you take, if King is healthy, upright?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you likely are going to lean Georgia Tech in that game?
I am. Yeah, I am leaning. Georgia Tech in that game just because I just think Georgia's asking to lose multiple games. I don't think they're very good.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Yeah, look, I mean, the reality is I don't really think either one of those teams is very good. And then you get down to what's it take to win that game. And I just think Haynes King has them on his list. I mean, he showed you what he put up 510 yards of offense in regulation last year. He got cheated out of the game with two awful calls in the waning minutes of that game, two absolutely horrific calls. And he showed his toughness and his moxie and all that grit and everything else. And then that thing went to overtime. And I really couldn't understand Georgia Tech's play calling logic in overtime. I thought they went away from And, you know, it went like 17 overtimes. So it went away from what they did. But, you know, look, you Georgia fans know, watching your own team, I mean, this team's not a national championship team. I mean, at this point, I'd be, like, semi-shocked. I think there have been some pieces that have stepped up. I think Gunnar Stockton has made some plays at winning time, which is encouraging. But I think the concern is just the Georgia defense, which is just, you know, I mean, this looks like the worst. Look, Georgia wasn't good defensively last year, but they're better than this team. I mean, in part because they had two stars in you know, Walker and Williams. They don't have either one of those guys, and they don't have a lot of guys who look that part. I mean, look, when you watch Georgia play right now, you sort of expect them to give up, you know, 30 every week. I mean, that's sort of who they look. I mean, it's sort of what they look like. Hey, let me tell you about speaking of who they look and how great they are, that's AMPM Farms. Listen, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 15% off ground beef and burgers. This is the best burgers on the planet. These are the best burgers on the planet in English. This is the best hamburger on the planet, which is what I was trying to say. 15% off ground and burgers this Saturday and Sunday. You get it in bulk. It's the best beef you've ever put in your mouth. Look, good food, good neighbors, great holidays. When you buy your holiday meats from AMPM's Butchery and Market, you're not just stocking up. You're supporting real local folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms brings together some of the best of the Carolinas with farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh restaurant-quality cuts you can feel proud and be proud to serve. I don't even know if that goes far enough. I mean, look, around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, shared with love. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, local farm-to-table butcher. This is who they are. They're the absolute best. Look, I have had so many of their meats. I am telling you, okay? Once you try AMPM Farms beef, you will never, ever go back to wherever it is you're getting beef now. There's just nothing like it. Platt and Ashley Moore, 900 Acre Farm and Fountain Inn, true farm-to-table market, open every day, 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. There's no vaccines or hormones. This is different than anywhere else in the country. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free, big selection of house-dry-aged beef in the upstate, the best selection of house-dry-aged beef in the upstate. I've had it. I've had the dry-aged ribeye. I've had tomahawk steaks. I've had filet mignon. I've had the hamburgers, the burger patties. I have had it all from AMPM Farms. It is all absolutely unbelievable. Go to AMPM Farms. Go to any of their three convenient locations. You will never go back to wherever it is you're going now. It's just that simple. Plus, they have over 70 local vendors. Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppy's Popcorn. Wild Game Weekends include things like bison burger, elk, tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. They have it all. Trust me. Visit ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com to learn more or follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of the three locations, Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road, in Greenville on Lawrence Road, or in Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. They're the best. When we say farm to table, we mean it. They're the best. Who's going to match? Who's going to hit the donation button? Who's going to match Sean for 416 before the end of the show? Who's going to put that South Carolina fan in their place with a 540 bid on a 540 donation on T4T to 53555? Let's do it. Let's finish big. Quick break.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join the Landman, Landon Harbin, and Nick Costello live this Friday night at 7 p.m. for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This week, the Roar will be at TL Anna High School as the Jackets play host to the nearby Easley Green Wave. Listen live here on the Roar, where every day is game day.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine. They're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
One bag at a time makes a big difference. Help clean up Anderson County one bag at a time. If every household countywide collects one bag of litter from your neighborhood, imagine how much better it would be for everyone. All we're asking of you is one bag at a time. Make it a fun project for your family or your neighborhood. What a difference we can all make. Anderson County Solid Waste will provide cleanup supplies. Just call 260-1001 to report bags and request supplies, one bag at a time.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 866-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Hey, Clemson football fans, as the season kicks off, don't forget to get your tailgating supplies from your Jimmy John's in downtown Clemson. Sandwiches, wraps, sides, desserts, and drinks. Just what you need to make your tailgate fun and enjoyable. If you need a meal after the game, our Clemson store is open late on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays until 3 a.m. So visit Jimmy John's at 393 College Avenue in downtown Clemson for a late-night meal or snack. Jimmy John's and Clemson Tigers, a great combination. Go Tigers!
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your topdressing.com for their special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good.
Walt Tip to the Red Raids.
That's actually funny.
We are back. Yeah, we can't share that one with you. Sorry.
Share the woman in the shower, but not that. That's sorry.
Right. That's right. Wait, we know our limitations. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back. And Underdog's the best place to get into all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I'm already getting a feel for it. I love playing the NBA. I love playing live in-game NBA. You see just some incredible talent in the NBA, and you can get a handle of this. I'm telling you, one of the things to look for is look for guards' rebounds. You know, when you see some of these guards, like a Steph Curry type, you don't think of him as a rebounder, all right? But like in live in-game action, you know, his rebound number will be like 4.5, and he'll already have 3 in the second quarter. I look for things like that. I look for guards' rebounds. I love live in-game NBA because, you already have a feel for how the game is going. You know that... That one team's not blowing out the other. So you know that the guys you select are not going to be leaving the game, you know, and which is sometimes a danger in playing it. So you don't face that when you go live in-game. And plus, it's Boostober, which means there are boosts available all month long that you have to be playing. You have to play the boost. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like points, assists, rebounds, steals, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. That's 5,000. Download the app today. Sign up. Use promo code Road Rage. All cap letters, one word. You know what it's about. All cap letters, Road Rage. You know where to go. $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage. All cap letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com. /web/blank. Get terms _DFS_.com for details. Consult with your bike, call wonder, and gamble. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's Underdog. You'll thank me later. They're the best. They're the best. They make it all a little more interesting. All a lot more interesting, actually. It's Underdog. And you will 100% thank me later. As I said, the absolute best. All right, Ramona, we're not going to have time to get to the map poll and what I did. So let's go back to the games. The only one we discussed was Miami, the Miami-Louisville game. A really big one for Louisville. Louisville's right in the heart of the matter. Louisville faces the same basic problem that Miami does, though. They have a problem at quarterback. And look, anybody who watched that game saw Jeff Brohm screaming in Moss's face on the sideline. Jeff Brohm is, he's a Louisville guy. I'm just not sure he's going to be at Louisville long. I mean, it's funny when I gave this list of guys, like X number of days ago that I thought would be the lead candidates at Penn State, at Florida, at some other places. And, suddenly Vegas has those same guys. I gave out Brohm, Lashley, Drinkwitz. And now you're seeing Drinkwitz and Brohm on both Florida and Penn State's list. There's just no way Penn State can hire Matt Rhule. There just is no stinking way they can hire stinking Matt Rhule. I mean, they just can't. No way. I don't care what his little relationship is with the AD. That you just cannot. You can't do it. You can't fire James Franklin, hire Matt Rhule, as we've said. So I would hope from a Penn State standpoint that it's one of those other guys. They should be protesting in the streets just at the mention of Matt Rhule's name. No one cares that he met his wife there. It's a nice story to tell to somebody else. Got to win football games, and you just hired the best winner since Paterno, or fired the best winner since Paterno. But I think Jeff Brohm makes all sorts of sense at both Penn State and Florida. I think that Rhett Lashley makes sense, especially at Penn State. I don't know that would happen. I think Eli Drinkwitz makes sense at either school. Lane Kiffin makes sense at Florida. I don't think he makes sense at Penn State, but I think he makes sense at Florida. A guy that also would make some sense at Penn State is Brett Bielema. Bielema is winning double-digit games every year at Illinois. Sorry, Illini J, but Bielema would make sense at Penn State. I think he'd be great. I mean, I think he could really recruit to Penn State. I mean, he's recruiting to Illinois, for crying out loud. Let me tell you about my friend Gary Mahaffey. Gary and his wife Jeannie, they own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. It's insurance for seniors and disabled. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage and supervision, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service quality, and availability, which are still the hallmarks of this company. Look, you've heard all the testimonies that people have called into the show. show and talked about Gary and what he means to them. And you had back-to-back live calls on air one day. Look, as a layperson, there's no way to navigate aging into Medicare. You're going to need assistance, and not by one of those TV fools either. You know, Gary, you can tell Gary's getting upset. There are too many, there's just too many scammers. You know, too many flim-flam people in this business. Gary's been helping people in the upstate of South Carolina forever. Gary and his associates will help you. Gary's behind each of his agents, always available by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent's service always comes at no cost to you. It's only going to help you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Again, you will thank me later. By the way, Ramona, we should mention that overtime with Ashby is headed your way at 7 today. So when I go off, Ashby will be in here taking over this seat. So stay tuned for that. She's been doing a bang-up job from 7 to 8 every Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. What else do you have? What else do you have for me?
The next one is LSU Vandy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both picked Vandy here.
Yes.
What was Vandy, like a 2.5-point favorite?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, look, LSU had beaten them 9 times in a row, but they didn't beat them a 10th time in a row. And LSU did have some big plays in the game. I thought Nussmeier looked a little better, but he took some shots. I mean, he took some shots to the rib. If he has an oblique injury, man, he got banged up more. He was really shaken up several times. I mean, you know, you could tell he had to sort of gather himself and try and stay in the game, which he did. I admire his toughness. I think that's going to serve him well. I think the National Football League will still recognize that. But it was all about Diego Pavia. I mean, Pavia just makes big plays after big play. He's the ultimate leader in college football. He makes plays with his arm. He makes plays with his legs. LSU knew he was dangerous with his legs. They still couldn't stop him. That's a problem. It's a problem for Brian Kelly. You know, he talked about this stuff before the game, and he still couldn't stop it. And it just seemed like every time there was a big play to be made or every time an answer was needed, Diego Pavia gave the answer. Honestly, Diego Pavia has to be one of the Heisman favorites. Vanderbilt, stinking Vanderbilt, has one loss. One. And it was to Alabama at Alabama in a game they actually could have won. I mean, Pavia fumbled early in that game as they were driving for a 2-score lead, and they turned it over again in the red zone. It wasn't his finest moment, but the season has been his finest moment. He's the best leader in college football, period. And you want to know what a difference the quarterback makes? That's him. If Diego Pavia quarterback Clemson, they would be unbeaten. There's no question in my mind. Clemson would be unbeaten if Diego Pavia quarterback them. So you got to go out and find a Diego Pavia. It's easier said than done. But I thought he was nothing short of sensational in just the way he managed every element of the game. You got to realize that Vanderbilt is playing a slower game. You know, they're not playing tempo. They're playing a slower game. And so you're not going to get, you know, 350 yards passing. You're just not going to see that in the way they play. They are playing through Pavia, a little akin to what the way Georgia Tech plays through Haynes King. It's a little similar to that. They're trying to control the clock and trying to control tempo and all those things. And nobody does it better than Diego Pavia. He 100%. When you start talking about Heisman Trophy guys, he 100% has to be one of the lead candidates. It would be a disgrace if he's not at this point with just one loss. I mean, this is stinking Vanderbilt. I think Fernando Mendoza, who won 2 of our awards, in the Roadrageous Midseason College Football Awards, I think Mendoza is another of the leading candidates at this point. And then I think Caleb Downs, the safety for Ohio State. I mean, I think he's the best player. With all due respect to Jeremiah Smith, Jeremiah Smith's not even the best player on that team. That's Caleb Downs. I think he deserves consideration. Those would be three of my guys. I'm done. Stay tuned. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk. Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of Work, Western, and WOW. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is